Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 4, Employees with Disabilities. The Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into effect in 1990. It prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities with regard to several areas, such as employment and transportation. Title 1 of the Act prohibits private employers, state and local governments, employment agencies, and labor unions from discriminating against qualified individuals with disabilities in job application procedures, hiring, firing, advancement, compensation, job training, and other terms, conditions, and privileges of employment. Source, EEOC.gov. Hiring. There are many free resources that are designed to educate employers on how to recruit and hire employees with disabilities. For example, Employer Assistance and Resource Network on Disability Inclusion, or EARN, offers publications on the topics of inclusion, recruiting, and hiring individuals with disabilities, as well as online trainings that check your understanding in these areas. The Workforce Recruitment Program for College Students with Disabilities, or WRP, is another free source that links private companies and federal agencies with highly qualified candidates for temporary or permanent roles in many different fields. Accessibility in the workplace. When it comes to accessibility in the workplace, it is more than just about the worksite itself. There must be designated handicapped parking spaces, entrances and exits that accommodate wheelchairs, and one-touch door opening. Other areas that must be taken into account include hallways, stairwells and elevators, restrooms, cafeteria, fire alarms. Benefits. The benefits of hiring individuals with disabilities can greatly impact the company. For example, having a larger pool of candidates helps increase the likelihood
with free
that
version
you will be
for non-commercial
able to select
use.
A candidate to fulfill every role within the company. Retaining good workers and boosting morale are also advantages. This can help with greater work ethic and loyalty to the company. Other aspects that are benefited include the ability to respond to the aging workforce, as well as the economic impact of being in position to apply for and potentially receive work contracts with the government. Human resources and best practices. Human resources must consider state and federal laws when completing the following: to ensure there is no overt or covert discrimination against prospective employees. As an HR representative, you are often the first point of contact when an employee wishes to make a complaint. Because efficient and effective handling of a complaint is an important responsibility, it is critical to understand and follow a careful process. Where advertising job, advertise where a diverse population can have
created
access
with
to
free
it,
version
not
for non-commercial
just a small
use.
Group. The job description. Do not use language that automatically discourages certain individuals from applying, providing the individual meets the basic education or experience requirement. Do not ask applicants if they have a disability. Methods of applying. Allow for various ways of applying. For example, consider methods that include individuals who are hearing impaired, sight impaired, etc. Interview process. If the first step is a phone interview, be sure to have accommodations for the hearing impaired. If the candidate is expected to meet you face-to-face, ensure the location can accommodate individuals with physical disabilities. Conducting a background check. Do not inquire as to whether or not the candidate has a physical ability. In addition, HR must be mindful of any pre-employment testing, such as written assessments or drug screenings. Case study. Henry and Robert
created
work in
with
the
free
HR
version
department.
For non-commercial use.
They are talking about a new role for which they are seeking candidates. Henry volunteered to work on the job description since he has a lot of experience creating them. Once written, he showed Robert. Robert noticed a section that asks applicants to tell a little about themselves when completing the application. Specifically, it asks if they have ever suffered a workplace injury. Robert understood Henry's purpose for doing so, but thought it might be crossing the line and could be construed as a way of discriminating against individuals with disabilities. The two discussed this section and decided to remove it from the job description.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.